We've got a very special guest today. We've got Aaron Berry, all the way born in the UK. So Aaron, just to give you a bit of an introduction before I introduce him. So Aaron is born in the UK, international recording and performing artist who is now based in Sydney. He's an actor, model and musician. In April 2020, Aaron Berry released his first of two singles produced by Grammy nominee Brandon Blue Hamilton. Blue, best recognized for his production and writing roles in multiple Justin Bieber albums, teamed up with the Sydney-based Berry to create sultry, smooth, upbeat pop sounds. Berry's career path from top model to recording artist seems to be working well for a singer, as his first single, Just Wanna Love You, made its way to more than 30 Spotify playlists within 2 weeks of its Valentine's Day release. It is being re-released soon, as I've been told. Also, Aaron began his training after being scouted by a prestigious modeling agency in New York City at the age of 16. A real-life approach gave him the will, enthusiasm, and skills to successfully navigate the creative industries. In 2020, he saw him strike success with Grammy nominee Bazzy Blue Hamilton and UMG after releasing Just Wanna Love You. Also, as I said, his inspiration with one of his hits for Avalanche came to Aaron when he was living in New York with a lead single, Kingdom Falls, which is another one that is launched, which you don't want to miss out on. Immersed in a variety of music tastes by his parents from a young age, Aaron credits soul and R&B as his main influences, and his love for the legends is clear, citing the greats such as Michael Jackson, Diane Warren, and Aretha Franklin as some of his inspirations. Aaron, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, I love the salt of the voice.
It's these early mornings. Like, I mean, 9:30 for an artist is like unheard of, pretty much.
Are you saying you're still recovering from those now? Huh? You're still recovering from those now?
I'm still recovering from the whole year, I think. It's a little bit crazy, but, you know, we're doing our best.
Awesome. No, great. So first up, Aaron, before we start the interview, I'm going to start them off with one of your songs, and I think the song's called In My Blood.
Yes.
What inspired you to launch to the song?
In My Blood was kind of wrote in a wine-fueled night session. Yeah. I just had a lot of frustrations that I wanted to get out of my system that had been happening, like, last year, the start of 2020, and we just wanted some kind of gave a little bit old school, a little bit R&B, a little bit pop. And it's based on lots of things that people actually said to me. So the lines that you kind of hear in the song were lines that people said. And I really wanted to just get that out there. A little bit of healing for myself.
Yeah. Awesome. So we're going to be playing In My Blood. And stay tuned for this exciting song.
You told me friends kiss friends and I shouldn't care. You told me love is stupid and that I'm worthless. And I sucked you up like my favorite wine. Cannot be tamed, 'cause you're in my blood. Tell me what it meant, 'cause it's crazy up in my head. I know I gotta get it together. I try to tell myself that I'm better than you. I've been lying in your bed of lies for the last time, but you're in my blood.
Yes, that was In My Blood by Aaron Berry. And Aaron, so as you mentioned, this is one of the songs that, when did you launch this one?
This was released only, I think about 6 weeks ago, six to 8 weeks ago for In My Blood.
So it's still hot.
So it's still pretty fresh, fresh out of the oven, right?
Sounds amazing. Great. So what inspired you, Aaron, to start your career? What made you want to become a musician and an artist?
Oh, man. I think for me, it was just, I've always been in the creative field. My first job was modeling, you know, and I've always just loved creation and challenges. And it's kind of like the two hardest things that you could do is like, I want to be a singer and I want to create my own music. And putting yourself out there to kind of to conquer that, you know, most people go to school and they want to be a doctor or they want to be a lawyer or whatever it is they want to be. And I'm kind of, I just always rebelled against that, as silly as it sounds. But I don't think it's going too bad.
Yeah. Wow. Your song, by the way, the next one we're going to bring up soon is What If I Do. So what, it seems like it has a deeper meaning. What do you mind sharing with the listeners what the song is all about?
What If I Do was made a couple of years ago. And it was just a very kind of like fun song, which features Audius, my producer. Shout out to Audius. Yeah. And it's just about going out there and doing what kind of whatever you want. It was made after I had returned from England on a kind of like a failed radio tour, actually. And I was very frustrated with managers and labels and everyone else that exists in my world. And we just needed to release something to kind of clear the cobwebs out.
Okay, awesome. We're going to play that song coming soon. I also want to, just before we jump in there, when you, at the age of 16, when you started your career in modeling, keen to understand, like, what are some of the brands, like the areas, what were you, what inspired you to do that and some of the labels and stuff that you worked with?
So I actually got scouted on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's a really long story, but my mom kind of thought that there was a bad man out there that was trying to kind of take me, you know? And literally within about a month, I was living in New York and we were doing, I mean, job wise, we went for Teen Vogue to Balenciaga to Prada, Burberry, Fendi. We kind of did a lot of shows. We started off very high fashion and then kind of went into the more commercial round. Yeah. Wow. But it was a lot of fun, but I'm kind of glad it's over now.
No, that's definitely fun. So coming up next, what we're going to do is we're going to play one of your songs, which is What If I Do? And then we'll continue the interview. So stay tuned with What If I Do by Aaron Berry.
Getting out of my bed, woke up, my head hurts, my mind's spinning like crazy. And the tears on her face means there's nothing to hide.
You say, then I say, don't you get into fire. Nothing ever seems right though. Nothing ever seems right though. Tell me what if I do whatever I want to. Even if you wanna break up, don't let me take you down. But it's not all about you. Tell me what you wanna do. You don't wanna go higher. But what if I do? Need somebody to touch me. Somebody to touch me. Pour the bar on me. Let's go hard, I'm in charge. I feel hot, my mind's getting a little haze. And the look in your eyes means you're with me tonight. I know that you know that I think that you think that everything seems right though. But nothing ever seems right, no. Tell me what if I do whatever I want to. Even if you wanna break up, don't let me break you down, down though. But it's not all about you. Tell me what you wanna do. You don't wanna go higher. But what if I do? Need somebody to touch me.
Trying to love without touching. See, my heart is on fire. Need a world with no pressure. Need to build an empire. Tap the stage, don't bother. See, my heart is inspired. Doing this with nobody. All I want is somebody. Won't be needing no apology. F*** all the fake tears. Screaming out your inequality. Suffocate me for years. Here we go again. Round and round again. Always acting your fears. You keep tripping over your cares. But I'm breathing in.
Tell me what if I do whatever I want to. Even if you wanna break up, don't let me take you down. But it's not all about you. Tell me what you wanna do. You don't wanna go higher. But what if I do? Need somebody to touch me. Somebody to touch me. Tell me what if I do.
Yes, that was What If I Do with Aaron Berry. So Matt and Jack.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning?
Quite well. Yeah, I'm doing great.
Good. So this is your first time in studio with an artist.
Yes.
This is your opportunity to ask Aaron a question.
Very exciting.
I was just wondering about... do you play a lot of live shows? Are you always out there touring or anything?
Before 2020 happened, we were going to Atlanta. We were meant to be going on like Good Morning Atlanta. We were doing some kind of mini tours in America to kind of start up.
Wow.
So that's the plan, is to get back out there and do all of the stuff that hasn't been able to happen because of restrictions this year. And we definitely want to do some more shows here in Oz because it's great.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
There's a good music scene in Oz.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, how did you go about switching from modeling to music? Because they're two different industries.
Yeah, they're definitely two different industries, but it's the same kind of people.
Yeah.
But okay. Different, you know? I think for me, I managed to take a lot of the stuff that I learned in modeling and apply it to music when it gets to all of the other stuff you have to do apart from the recording, when it comes to photo shoots, magazines,
yeah,
radio, all of that kind of stuff. So the transition for me, I don't feel was too hard, and I kind of had a year off to kind of ditch the modeling,
yeah,
and then start the music. So it was just a new era and a new chapter for me.
Okay.
Cool. Great. Wow. So I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned modeling and music. You've also pursued a career in acting, I believe, and you've started some. Keen to understand what what acting you've done.
I mean, it was kind of, we just started it this year, of course, and it's the worst year to kind of start anything. So I'm just out there at the moment doing castings, lots of video castings because of travel restrictions yet again, which is quite interesting. But I'm learning a lot about that and I'm meeting a lot of cool people. So hopefully it goes somewhere.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good. So before I play the next song with, which is I'm Here, which I'm keen to hear, but you are here, by the way,
in Australia. I am here.
Alarm 90.5.
Definitely here.
And we're glad you're here in Australia and with us sharing with Alarm 90.5. So can you tell us, if you had to change one thing in your past, what would that be?
It's so interesting because I was thinking about this question on my drive here and it's a bit of a weird answer in terms of like, growing up, I always disliked hearing adults and people getting older saying, oh, if I had my time, I wish I'd done this or I wish I'd done that. So I kind of made it my life mission to not think that. So I really don't regret anything that I've done or wish I'd done anything differently in my past. I think that's working out all right. I mean, it may be like the makings of a psychopath to say that, but hopefully not.
Yeah. No, awesome. So what we're going to do now is we're going to play your tune, the song called I'm Here. What year was this launched?
So I'm Here, I think it's 2019. So I think it was last year, I believe.
Year. Awesome. Yeah. So I'm Here with Aaron Berry. Yes, time now is 10 minutes to 10. You listen to Ainsley Dennis on the Positive Energy Show, and we have in the studio Aaron Berry, and that was his song, I'm Here. Earlier we had In My Blood, and also What If I Do. He's also got songs called Naked, Just When I Love You, Coming Soon, and Kingdom Falls. Aaron, some other questions that I want to share with our listeners that I have for you is, do you have anything special to share with the young artists out there wanting to pursue a career in music?
Sure. I think my biggest piece of advice is to really be yourself. Don't try and put on a tone in your voice or anything like that to emulate another artist. It's really good to have your inspirations, whether that's Sam Smith, Adele, The Weeknd, whoever it is. But you have to be you, because if you can't be you, I mean, what's the point of doing all of this?
Definitely. And what's next on the Aaron Berry bucket list?
So we are finally finishing the album that has been in the works. It's about 9/10 of the way there. So we're pretty much there, mixing and mastering stage. And then I think around next March, we will be going back out to the US, starting to play some shows and get back going, really. There may be a song that comes out in January too, but we'll just have to watch that space.
Sounds amazing. Looking forward to it. Is there any places that people can come out in Australia, Sydney, any shows or anything?
There's nothing on the horizon yet. But if you guys follow me on Instagram, any time that I do a show here in Sydney, it will be posted on there.
Awesome. So they can come and meet you in person. Great. Definitely. Looking forward to seeing you prosper. Awesome. Looking forward to seeing all your new songs that you're bringing out, and also your acting career.
Yeah, hopefully that gets going, huh?
No, definitely. And exactly. Matt and Jack, any last parting words for Aaron? Come on, drama students.
No, it's been great to listen to all of this, actually. As a young person, it's really interesting to hear about the music industry and even the modeling and acting industry, really.
Yeah, for sure.
So I actually want to know, what made you guys want to do drama?
Honestly, in high school, it just sounded like a lot of fun rather than picking a hard science.
So there's no logic behind it.
Well, it is a lot of fun, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting to kind of see into the world of acting, and you get to appreciate a lot of acting a lot more than you would.
Yeah.
Now when I'm watching movies, I realize there's a lot of hard work going on behind there.
Yeah. Oh, good. Awesome.
Cool.
Well, thank you, Matt and Jack, for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Aaron, for making it into our studios. And it was really good having you and listening to your music and sharing it with Australia.